Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bodega, the Bodega.
Yo, my squad stays on point like that, Yo, what's up? This is Paris Smith from EPMD, and you're now tuned into Bodega Fresh with my homegirl Nadine, all right? So make sure y'all stay tuned in. Headbanger style, 2013, boy, Swayze.
I go on and on and on and I go on and on and on and I go on and on and on and I go on and on and on and
from growing,
possessed with the omen to foresee the future. I'm aiming to hit my mark like sharpshooters, armed with two rookies pointed at intruders that's trying to kill my dreams like Fred Krueger. I move with the movers, shake with the shakers. Fire is fueled by the words from the haters, underestimated like Kobe on the Lakers. My wins show my greatness, so here go my statement.
From growing.
Blessings to all the fake ones that befriended me. F-A-M-E, forgive all my enemies. Add to my legacy, here goes the remedy. Punchline so clap, y'all feel this energy. Envy me for my hard grind, not the outcome. Nerve of you silly MCs that try to doubt punch. Thoughts were demented, y'all should forget it. I feel the wrath of my hotness and regret it.
Go on and on and on and
from growing.
Change and think out the box, you seem strange. Like a barber with his blade, I go against the grain. Manifest my name, a lion that's untamed. King of the jungle, these haters trying to cage. I'm on a new stage, off that old page. Spit that high octane, this drug is high grade. Respect from the fans is why I'm high paid. Say what you want, but just honor my name.
Go on and on and on and
Thank you.
beans and fried chicken. Food for the soul getting cooked in the kitchen. Do it for the consumer that really wanna listen. No time for sleep, both eyes twitching. Everybody's fed up, too tired, Michelin. Rappers got cool hooks, weak blind fishing. Most rap artists lack vision. Only see as far as tomorrow. While they looking for a shot at cabal, they rappers still wanna end up at prison. It's no lie, no chauffeur, they not driven. No, not a go-getter, but somehow the gift's given. I do it my way instead of trying to switch with them or be like them, so I'm knowing I don't fit in. I don't follow. If you're gonna ride with me, get in. What I'm doing's important, like civil rights sit-ins. I don't freestyle, but damn, I'm nice written. Expand your mind, you'll be like, damn, this guy's spitting like, getting looked over, cold shoulder, but I bear with it, polar. Me and the industry was like lovers, put nothing above her, but we're growing apart as I get older. Now I found a niche, sink my teeth in, molar. I'm meeting and I'm seen with the big star, Solar. I came a long way, sought a couple cats, now it's like I am a force to be reckoned with, Yoda. I gotta shake it up a little bit. I kept it bottled up, now it's time to blow like cola. Knew I had it in me since my mom's pushed my stroller. Saving money trying to pick up a MIDI controller, a sample of something. Sampled the jam, started rambling something. Ran with it, moved across the land with it. Then I met my mellow, my man with it, and created a master plan with it. Sometimes I hate it, but at the moment I'm glad I am in it. It's cool to be something other than just a fan in it. Like, you can hear, to forgive divine if you can, you can err, cause to err is human, but to her is booming, rap night and shining drama, you can call me sir, or if you really in your feelings, you can call me worse, Louis bag, soft nigga, that's a purse, you're floundering, in need of counseling, and you can call me first, just dress up and pay me, dog. Think of it as church, then buy my audio book, think of it as merch, let Tane play Jay, and while the beat is banging, just give me a solid bob, think of it as clerks, I really hate to be so terse, but it ain't too many niggas this brave who can ride that wave. You a slave to my rhythm, surfs up, call a hearse up, we body it and blazing the trail. No freelance, pay me as well. I love laptop goons, y'all be thugging it in HTML. But if you think you messing with this, you crazy as hell. Like, yeah.
Much more is what we got in store. Just believe it. still trying to get himself together from it. No one can quite run it like me. I'm on a cutting edge of what's alleged to be hot. And when you rock, it's just impersonations of me. The writer's MCMP with the B in the middle. I belittle your plan, courtesy of NY Dirty C, my man. My base of fans is made up of many, with kids allergic to belts, letting their mind melt from drinking the Henny. And I'm straight and now types who be waiting to hear them drums say the revolution is near. Are you listening? Are your eardrums open for christening? We got body MCs with these tools, while some others play God. They just goddamn fools with it. I don't cuff mics, I rough mics up, rough and rugged. Yet the girls still love it. Still in on 5-0, came to my mic check, telling me I left lacerations around my mic neck. Domestically disputed, and you just might get the undisputed underdog serving y'all threats.
Man, this is Puma from VH1's Black Ink Crew, and you're listening to Bodega Fresh with Nadine. Check her out.
Fame like a narcotic, eyes red from the limelight, it's the chronic. Stay ain't no go to the corporate suit. The main objective is to poison the youth. Signed by the X and they own you for life. Music from the soul and they wanna own the rights. Don't be fooled by the cash, the flash and the flare. Your identity is what got you here, oh yeah.
Don't care who you were.
Yeah, they call me Peace Shake. I'm a number runner, and I just want to let you know I'm getting that Arab money. I'm getting that Chinese money. I'm getting that motherfucking British Columbia money. Nigga, basically what I'm saying, your dollar ain't shit. You feel me? And bullshit ain't nothing but chewed up grass, and that's a big black ball that come out of a cow's ass. So the next time you see that anointed bitch that you know, bend her spinner and go a finner and let her know, bitch, there is no dinner. These are the reasons and these are the numbers that I got for you. And it's
13, 20, 27, 38, 25, 27, 13, 20, 27, 38.
I'ma go and get my
25
over on
27.
Be back in
13
minutes or even
20.
Be back with
27
niggas with them
38.
I'ma go and get my
25
over on
27.
Be back in
13
minutes or even
20.
Be back with
27
niggas with them
38.
See, there was a situation with a couple niggas I was peeping the way they was moving, analyzing the shit they was doing in the club, grilling and screwing their faces up. Front like they chilling and moved a couple paces up, playing me close, but I'm saying we most. Leave me in a spot celebrating something and probably making a toast. Party till we probably shaking the coast and hardly ever start a problem unless you got it. I'm saying we supposed to be enjoying ourselves, nigga. Cause we entrepreneurs and guap connoisseurs employing ourselves, nigga. Exploiting my wealth with the company I'm keeping till a hater came and got the anointing himself to be the one to come in and. And had a couple dudes to support him, acting all extra like he had the thing on him. Then after we finished beating on him, now he know we ain't playing, that's when he walked away saying,
I'ma go and get my
25
over on
27.
Be back in
13
minutes or even
20.
Be back with
27
niggas with them
38s.
I'ma go and get my
25
over on
27.
Be back in
13
minutes or even
20.
Be back with
27
niggas with them
38s.
Shit is really bug to me how some of these niggas, they be coming and setting they self up till you hear them and getting they self up in these altercations they don't really be needing. Till it's too late when they realize that the body part is bleeding instead of being out enjoying the people they be yakking on tough, yapping and bluffing instead of being peaceful. These partially thugs be spreading like cancer, fronting like gangsters until you bust their head. Now they looking like dancers while they leaning and they rocking with it after. They could have avoided peace. This shit is annoying, gee, cause now you got the bouncer stopping the door of killing nobody. Getting in cause we mopping the floor with you. Instead you could've came to party and BS and deaded the front and bag you a chick while you're sipping on something. But instead you chose to do something that made us lump your shit up a plane. And what the fuck is he saying?
I'ma go and get my
25
over on
27.
Be back in
13
minutes or even
20.
Be back with
27
niggas with them
38s.
I'ma go and get my
25
over on
27.
Be back in
13
minutes or even
20.
Be back with 27 niggas with them
38s.
Who did it? Which one of y'all niggas did me in my motherfucker? Where my earring at? Where my keys? Why y'all let them niggas hit me in my motherfucker like that? Where my keys at? Where my shoe? I can't find my suit. You hit me in the jaw, nigga? Is that the one? Nah, what's up? How you doing? Which one of y'all niggas hit me in my jaw, man? How y'all gonna do this? Somebody gonna call my girl. Somebody hit my jaw. I got Medicaid, nigga. That's all right. Y'all hit me in my motherfucking jaw like that. I feel y'all. Y'all feel me. Y'all feel it. Nigga, I got a brother that's a Crip. Nigga, I got a husband that's a Blood. We gonna tear this motherfucker up. Y'all niggas hit me. Y'all done hit the wrong nigga now. Y'all hit the wrong nigga.
I need a nice girl, video chick with a low rider,
video wet kitty,
106 and part-time.
Spontaneous, adventurous at times. During afternoon delight, she don't wanna close the blinds. Not afraid of the camera, you know what I'm speaking of. Bedroom shower scenes, role playing, making love. I need a girl to stick around when the chips are down. That type of girl can get a ring and a wedding gown. Gotta be a dime, or at least a nine. Cause when the cameras flash, they're gonna know she mine. Cause Mr. Trapheart's only dealing with perfection. They be like, my God, reaching from all in selection. Looking for a long time, never found the right one. See the girls of all kind, never seen the like one. So many women I can choose to be my world. So if this not you, then who's the nice girl?
I need a nice girl, video chick, low rider,
video kitty,
106 and part-time.
For a gold digger or a high price girl, I kept it simple in the hook. I need a nice girl, one I'll adore. Her heart should be pure. Even with my eyes closed, still see the allure. Illuminate the room while she's stepping through the door. My sunshine, she's exactly who I'm praying for. I know this girl is out there, but don't know where to find her. She probably living next door and working at Cadaver. There's so many women I can choose to be my world. So with this not you, then who? My nice girl.
I need a nice girl, video chick, low rider,
video wet kitty,
106 and part-time.
What's up, everybody? This is Diamond D, representing Digging in the Crates, and I'm right here chilling on Bodega Fresh with my homegirl, Nadine, all right? Lock it in.
Yeah. It's your girl, Nadine Michelle, Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio, third Sunday of February, and I'm back. You know, that's when I air, first and third Sundays of the month. Yes, indeed, y'all. It's a long weekend, President's Day weekend, still Black History Month, and if you were with us last night, you definitely caught the Sticky Fingers interview with myself and the Bassie, which was really, really dope. And, you know, the numbers were great. You guys tuned in to listen to that. I hope you're tuned in to listen to me, because my guest tonight is none other than Bronx own Sean Don. Yeah, y'all. Real dope MC from the Bronx. And for all you Little Brother fans, you might know him from the Minstrel Show. He's had tons of albums out. He's done tons of songs with definite, like, big superstars in the industry, like Focus and Sean Price, of course, Little Brother. I mean, the list goes on, but he's going to be my guest tonight, and I hope you guys are tuned in for that. I played some of his music, Nice Girl, featuring Bishop, real dope track. That's like one of those slow, you know, like, love type of hip-hop. that smooth love type of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I also played a little some people he's featured with, such as Punchline, which is also a dope MC. I'm definitely looking to feature him on the show. I Go On, that was also featuring Sean Dawn. Definitely dope song. Also played by Focus, featuring Fonte. If you get the theme, this is like all kind of the music related to one another, Little Brother, you know, Focus, Punchline, or, you know, just dope MCs on the circuit, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm bringing to y'all. So I hope you guys are tuning in. And also, I have on mute the All-Star, you know, game. I'm watching the previews with Ernie and Chuck and Kenny and Shaq. I know y'all out there watching it because that's a funny-ass crew. I think you would agree on that, you know what I mean? So what else is going on this weekend? It's President's Day weekend. You know, yeah, it's President's Day, but it's also Black History Month. I don't know if you guys are out there doing, you know, some events that are related to our culture, basically. It's really you're celebrating your race and you're celebrating who you are. We celebrate it anyway, 365 days of the week anyway, you know what I mean? So this month, though, is set apart for us only. So that's why I'm pretty much saluting my favorite MCs at the current moment. I think it's quite historic, if you ask. And I would say, yes, it's quite historic. The people that I feature on the show, such as Torrey and my upcoming guest tonight, Sean Dawn, but I also had Lyric Jones and Ty Phoenix. I mean, these artists are out there doing it and putting out great music. You should Google them. You should look it up because you're missing out on some dope lyricism, some awesome tracks. It's just really crazy, you know? So, let's see. I'm gonna get into some more music by this joint right here. I played it before. It's called Cognac. It's really, really dope. And it's Pooh featuring none other than my guest tonight, Sean Dawn, and also produced by Focus. Really dope track. I want to give a special shout out to DJ Strike, who's also the music producer of Bodega Fresh. So the music coming to you live from my man right now, DJ Strike. You catch him touring with De La Soul. You catch him touring with Black Sheep. You can catch him touring with the new group Evertan. If y'all don't know who Evertan is, well, let me tell you. That's Drez from Black Sheep and Jerobi from a tribe called Grest, which is called Evertan, native spelled backwards. And they form Evertan, so you could also catch him DJing with them as well. Let's get into Cognac, Pooh featuring Sean Dawn, produced by none other than Focus. Yeah.
Bring the bottles in. At this point, I probably should begin. Okay, I got a lot to say with little time. And niggas probably thought I lost my mind. I'm fine.
And you know that I'm bringing the bottles in. Fresh out of college and all natural. No ass shots or collagen. Few shots they swallowing.
We partying now.
Sun up to sun down.
Ain't no sleeping allowed.
Ain't no need for apologies.
I've been on some other shit. Jungle gym.
Don't fuck with them.
Gorillas and the monkey flip.
With me and my brother.
Nothing
spit.
Less than amazing.
You suckers need to call it quick.
We got the game chasing. Live from the motherfucking deck. Don't worry about giving, cause I'm taking my respect. Dunny Chin's getting checked like coke. Those who ain't doing always wanna talk the most.
Till a nigga flash the toast, then it y'all get ghost. Bullets are parasitic, you don't wanna be the host. Take notes, listen close, dumb rappers need teaching.
Don't worry about me and you beefing. I wish a nigga would give a reason.
We can make it, I know.
We can make it, I know. Let me
since I've been here. A bunch of dumb raps and some new gear. Who fear?
None of y'all. My heart don't skip a beat. God amongst men, a rap deity against mere mortals with a pen.
Every verse I tend to slaughter. The beats become martyrs to my madness. You gain no interest, money in the mattress. Talking about practice, profession is the answer. Burn the booth down, the flow is JoJo Dancer.
Vocab is wicked, Satan worships the wordsmith. My soul can't be purchased, the industry is nervous. Got along without him, cut the cord and started walking. Money wasn't where they mouth is, I couldn't hear
I don't want to hear him either. Turn doubters to believers, don't believe us. What you staring at? Two overachievers, give them fever. Turn they family into grievers. Your career is egregious, best bet. Stand down, start following the leaders.
CMB. CMB. Man, we all we got. Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes.
Bodega Fresh on Man Radio. It's your girl Nadine Michelle, and I'm back third Sunday of the month. And I told you I was going to return with a powerhouse indie artist. And tonight's guest is none other than Bronx own Sean Dawn. Say what's up, Sean Dawn.
What's going on, world? How y'all? Sean Dawn, Bronx Own President, Punchline Professionist, repping that Golden Nugget, y'all. What's good?
What's good? Thank you so much for calling into the show. I really appreciate it. I am a big, big fan of your work. And, of course, I stumbled upon you in a couple of different ways, I'm going to tell you. Like, of course, listening to Little Brother. But also, that also led me to, like, work that you did with Torre. And I don't know if you also know DJ Vega Benetton, because he actually told me about you and everything like that. So there were a couple of people just telling me about you, but you are definitely a dope lyricist. I love the work that you're doing. It's really, really hot. You know what I'm saying? It's really dope. It's true, authentic hip hop, definitely, without a doubt. You know. So I'm gonna just start from the beginning. You know, you're from the Bronx, and you know, judging from what I hear as an MC, hearing you as an MC, I can hear that Bronx in you, you know. Tell me a little bit about growing up in the Bronx.
You know, it's home. You know, it's, you know, like, it's a mecca of our culture. And, you know, I was, you know, blessed enough to grow up within it. And,
yeah.
You know, and the funny thing is, like, I never really wanted to be a rapper as a kid. I didn't, like, you know, I wasn't, like, 6 years old and trying to, you know, trying to get busy. You know, nothing like that. Like, we started rapping until I was 13, like in 1990. But like, you know, I was always around the element of it. You know, talking
right.
On the sofa, stuff. He's a friend of the family, so like, always been coming through. But I only knew him at home. And then like, I used to see photos when I was growing up. I'm like, you know, I had no clue he was a part of Copas Brothers until like I was like, you know, 11, 12. I'm like, oh, I see you. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But it's like. But, you know, I grew up around it. It was always there, and it was just, you know, it was like the lane was already open for me. I just didn't realize it was there.
Right, right. So, I mean, when did you realize this is my lane, and, you know, and I'm great at what I do?
When I basically started because a friend of mine, my boy Fred Black, was like, yo, come on, reach out. We was at work. We had jobs at 13, whatever, 10 to 10, 9 to 20. And we had a break, and he was like, you know, he was one of the dopest rappers I've heard at the time between him and my man Mike Smooth, who passed away a few years back. But, like, they were, like, the dopest rappers. I almost say, period, because, like, their freestyle game and their written game was just far beyond at the time. Like, you figure in the 90s, they were just really ahead of their time. So,
right.
Being, you know, around them and being friends with them and seeing that potential. You know, it was just ill. So, like, he was like, yo, let's rap. And I was like, sound like that. He said, I'm going to teach you. And then we just started freestyling, you know, back and forth. Then I just started to pick it up. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna see how this turns out. I'm gonna start writing.
Right.
But then, my boy Mike Smooth, he was like the first one in my hood, in Hunts Point, to actually have finals, like a single. And it was sold in the record store. I'm bugging out. I'm forgetting the name of the store, but I know it says it's on the Boulevard. You know, it's Flipside Records. It was a Flipside Records. And, you know, Mike was like the neighborhood hero. Like, wow, we like, yo, got finals. And then everybody in the hood is playing the song. So Mike got wind of me rapping, and he was like, I'm a battle. And I'm like, let me just start. But little did I know, he was actually training me to become who I am. He probably saw, like, he heard that I rap, and then heard that I, you know what I'm saying, probably saw me in the cycle one day, and I wasn't crazy, but he probably thought, he's like, you know what, he could be somebody to let me terrorize him and make him, you know what I'm saying,
make him even greater.
Exactly. So, like, he said, like, you know, like, he was older than me, so, like, you know, he basically tried to bully me into rapping. Every time I talk, you know, go to the corner, call me out, battle, shut me down. And I used to write mad rhymes about him. And I was like, yo, I'm going to smash. I'm going to destroy Mike's food one day. And I never battled him.
Oh.
But, like, but the fire of me wanting to beat him in the battle made my writing better. And then I started battling a lot of other rappers. So I was like, for me to go battle him, I got to go beat everybody else. So that's when I started to feel I'm getting dope, and this is where I need to be at. Because when I used to battle, I didn't bring my friends with me. I would go to different neighborhoods to battle you and your crew by myself. And when your crew said I won, that means I was dope. I didn't bring a fan base with me to co-sign.
Right.
I made your fan base co-sign.
Exactly.
So
that's fun.
Once I started getting those accolades like that, I earned his respect without even battling him. And from there on, like, I basically took the baton. I'm glad he got to see everything that I've done before he passed away. Like, I was in stores, the Double XL. You know, I got to go on the road with little brother, so, like, he was there to see that. And he was like, wow, he took it further than I did.
Oh, that's dope. I'm sorry to hear that he passed away, you know.
Yeah.
Like, in the streets, or, you know, I don't mean to get too personal.
Nah, I was in the streets. Nah, he had cancer, so, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he passed his cancer, so, like, you know, that's too crazy. But the fly thing about it, though, I got to record his last mixtape in my studio in my house when I was living in Hunts Point. And it's full circle, because, like, you know, we from Hunts Point. I moved out of Hunts Point, came back to Hunts Point, and then opened up my studio for all the rappers in Hunts Point. And then he used to come to my house, like, every other day to record, and we put together his last mixtape right before he died.
That's dope.
Put it out. And it was dope, you know what I'm saying? Like, the hood loved it, and they still talk about it. So, you know, and then it was dope for me because I got to record with him and do joints with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we made dope joints together, and it was like, man, I wish he was still here. You know, like, especially when we starting the label and everything. It would have been crazy.
Yeah, that's bananas. I mean, the love of hip-hop is such a beautiful thing. And you know, when you grew up in the era, basically, you know, when everything was just like hit after hit after hit after hit, I felt like, damn, I'm part of this, even though I'm not an MC or anything like that, you know.
It's but you didn't have to rap to be a part of it.
Exactly. You know, that was the beauty of it. So, you know, I know once you started getting your game up and you were like, wow, I'm part of this, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy because I was reading your bio, you know, I know you went to school down in North Carolina, and it just so happened you transferred to the school where little brother was going, and that's where you guys met. I mean, what was the transfer about? I don't know, that's a crazy question,
and that's a good question, because a lot of people that MC, that's why I applaud your interviewing skills, because you asked me other things, and so, like, everything that you can look up on Google. Let's go.
Yeah.
So, like, I went to Barber Scotia back in 1994, freshman year. And then I was there for 3 years. A lot of craziness happened in Concord, North Carolina. I got kicked out of school for something for a crime I didn't commit. We went to court, and, you know, case was thrown out or whatever. And I went back to the same school, but I was like, nah, you know what? I got to go because there was a lot of things going on in Concord. Like, Concord is a trap. You know, grew up in New York. I never sold drugs. I go to Concord and sell weed. I was like, not good. So let me get out of here. So I went back to New York and worked for a lawyer. And then a friend of mine that went to Scotia with the insurance of the century, and he called me at work and he said, you need to come down. So he was hot. And with my job, I told the lawyer, I was like, I'm going back to college. And they actually, you know, helped me go, you know, to get everything together. And now all the paperwork at work, you know what I'm saying? Then I basically transferred back to Central. Transferred to Central in 1999. And this was before there was a little brother. This was before there was a Justice League. We were just all students at Central and North Carolina, in NC State University. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
We were just kids in school that had a vision. And we were all dope. That's how that transfer began. And that's when everything started.
That whole scenario that happened before all that, you working at the law firm, that was all meant to be. You know what I'm saying? That path had to be taken in order for you to, you know, and where you are now, and then the whole thing, like, you guys were all students and not even the Justice League and little brother yet. That's incredible. No, I've always been
on my super grind. Like, when I left Barbara Scotia and came back to New York when I was, you know, working, I had New York. I was going to Justice every Tuesday for industry night. I was there getting business cards. I was over there, you know, rubbing elbows with everybody. My network game was stellar.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I even got to speak to Puff. And I got to give it up to Puff. Like, it was stupid cold outside. And
right.
I was like, yo, Puff, like, can I get, like, a minute of your time? And he actually stopped, looked me in the eye and spoke. He was like, yo, Playboy, like, yo, for real, I really got to go. But talk to my man. He pulled his man over. And he was like, yo, this is the person to talk to. So I respect him for not trying to, you know, brush me off.
Herbie, yeah.
Nah, son, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah, he stopped, spoke to me, told me who to talk to, and then I exchanged numbers from there. But, you know, I didn't go through that channel to get to Puff after that. I was like, I'm still grind.
Right, of course.
The other way, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I was always in Justin's going in, talking to everybody. So, like, from, like, that to them getting down to North Carolina, you know, all the tools I basically had from being in New York and then going to North Carolina, I actually made everything work out.
Right. Thing that I love about, and I'm really happy and excited still to this day, because I didn't stumble upon Little Brother until maybe 2004?
2004.
Something like that?
Five.
No,
years.
Second
album.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't sure what was going on or how old it was. I just knew, like, it was like the second. It was the minstrel show
first of all.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So and from there I learned about Slum Village and all, and then the Justice League, then all like the background of it, and I'm just like, this is phenomenal, because I thought there wasn't anyone really pursuing hip hop the way you guys did, like that authentic hip hop. That's all I can really call it, because that's what it is to me. You know, the flow and everything. Like, it reminded me of that whole era where it was a Tribe Called Quest and the Native Tongues, and everybody was coming out, and even like Big Daddy Kane. Like, when I listened to you guys rhyme, you guys refer to their rhymes, you respect them. You know what I mean? And that made me feel like, wow, this is definitely no way. Is hip hop even near being dead the way they say? You know what I'm saying? Like, it may be dead on that commercial level.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's what Nas was basically talking about. You know, when he came up with the Hip Hop Is Dead campaign, it wasn't about hip hop as culture.
Yeah.
It was hip hop on the radio, you know, and on TV.
Yeah.
Everything that was being portrayed was dead. And it was like, you know, it was no balance. So, like, back in the 80s and 90s, there was a balance. So every MC Hammer, you had like a Tribe, a De La, Big Daddy Kane, a Kooky Rap, a Rakim, you know what I'm saying? So like, for every novelty, you had 5 to 10 really dope rappers. Now, for every 10 whack rappers, you only have one that's actually dope.
Right, right.
So
that's,
like, the balance is really off. So, like,
loud in, you know?
It's the novelty of it. It's the novelty of it. Like, so like, all the songs that like have a shelf life that last less than a heart in the milk, you know what I'm saying? Out on the hot summer day, that's it. And you just keep replacing that milk no matter how fast it gets spoiled. So it's like, you know, like right now they're not building anything to last on the commercial scale. But outside of that, you know, hip hop is alive and well.
It's alive and well.
The song keeps getting passed. And, you know, and the thing about us, we don't sit and complain about not being on the radio no more. Like, you know, when we like coming up, it's like, man, why ain't, you know, I'm on the radio? Why ain't no brother on the radio? Why? And now it's like, you know, we don't even need the radio. We built careers without radio.
Yeah.
I mean, me personally, yes, I would love radio. You know what I mean? Like, but Shiny Suit Rapper, what can I tell you? I'm just dope. You know what I'm saying? I would love the radio, but if radio doesn't accept my music, okay, fine. Major radio. I don't need major radio. I have underground radio. I have station like yours, like that.
I
want to take the time out to talk to me. Like, this right here, this is gold to me right now.
Yeah,
you
know, and it's gold for me. Yeah, because I listen. This is what I'm listening to as I'm walking to the train. This is every day. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's not a time where, like, I'm not listening to. I really don't know what sometimes. I'm not even going to say sometimes. Most of the time, I have no idea what's going on the commercial level until I hear some drama or, you know, I know the biggest, but I have no idea what's after that, and there's so much bullshit, you know? But what I'm listening to is pure and just really, like, you can hear, like, the storyline, and, the, you know, there's videos being shot like it's commercial to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, it's big, it's dope, but I still feel like it's precious and rare because not everybody knows about it. So it's like I'm holding on to a secret, and I'm glad there's not enough people that know about it like me, because I don't want it to be exploited, you know?
We gotta see, that kind of, like, hinders growth when you don't share the secret.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta let the rest of the world know about us. It's like, you know, like, don't keep us in the box.
I know, but it's like when I do, no one's really listening. Like, you know, I work in, by the way, this interview is going to get really good. I work in advertising, and may I say, even though it's late, congratulations on your AAF award in music and lyrics. Yeah, that's dope. When I saw that, I was like, hold up, how did that go down? I'm involved in the AAF 25 Most Promising Advertising Students. Well, it's not even called that no more. It's just like the Mosaic Awards. It's just a diversity awards that ushers in college students that want to work in advertising, mostly African Americans, but, you know, there's also, you know, it's a mix. It's diversity. So when I saw that, I was like, damn, that's really dope. There's more to you than just being an MC. So I want to bring that up, and I also want to bring the whole The Weight Won't Lose Itself campaign.
Right.
Must commend you on that as well. This is a dope avenue, and you know, so let's start with the AAF. How did that come about, and you being nominated and winning the award?
Okay, with that happened, a friend of mine in Convoa, like, you know, he's a producer out in the West Coast and in L.A., and he works for and they're gonna kill me if I don't say it right. Is it the Azalea? I can't remember off the top of my head. Somebody. Well, basically, he works with a company that purchased video game, and they needed a song, and it was called APB Reloaded. The thing in the video game. So they originally had a song for it, but the company hated the record. He reached out to me because he was doing my press kit, and, you know, and plus he knew about the music, so he was like, well, Sean, I got an opportunity for you. The company I work for, the Azalea Group, you know, we got the ABC Reloaded, and we need you to record a song. And I was like, okay, when do you need it? And he was like, yeah. So I was like, okay. So I was like, all right, cool. Then we had phone conference and everything, like, the whole company was like, all right, so this is what we're trying to do. Can you get it done? And I was like, yeah. But then at the time, they wanted me to produce the beat also. And that's when I just started making beats, so I wasn't really ready to do that yet. I said, I need to find somebody who got production. So then, Bumbo called Curtis King. And then Curtis sent me the beat. funny thing was, when I got that phone call, we was just wrapping up the video shoot for Big Pooh, and we was in, we was like basically 2 hours away from the studio or whatever. So we was in Asheville, North Carolina, so we're driving back to Raleigh, and this is when I get the phone call. So I go to the studio, lay the track down, and because like they sent me the video of the song, so basically they wanted me to like, they just used the music and just had me watch the visual. It was like, can we build the music around that? And I was like, fine. So I went and did it, sent it back to him. It was like, song is dope, but the second verse, it's too spot on.
It's too
like,
spot on.
I said, it's too perfect. And then I was like, okay, so I said, all right, cool. And it was like, all right, can you at least get it done like by tomorrow? And I was like, all right. So I go back home, 11 o'clock, I'm laying in bed, and I was like, you know what? I'm going back to the studio. So I drove back to the studio, rewrote the second verse, sent it back to him. I woke up in the morning, and it was like, this is perfect. And then,
wow.
You know, like, and then he rolled it out. And then, like, it was like, all right, we're doing this. Commercial's going to be on G4, on channel G4, the G4 network.
Right.
And that popped off, and I was like, wow, you know, I missed it. Like, cool. So I missed my TV debut. I was like, okay. Then, like, shortly after that, I got an email, and he was like, yo, we won an award. So, like, my first video game commercial, I won an award for it. And I was like, wow, out the gate. And, you know, like, so I'm the first of my peers. Like, all my friends that rap have been on all the video games. They've been on, you know, like, every video game you can name, somebody's been on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I finally jumped on the video game. In the video game I was on was a free download. So it wasn't like an Xbox game. It was like a PC. And that video game got like over 3 billion downloads.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy.
You know, so then like I get on that video game and then I'm the first of my crew to win an award.
I left
the award in my mother's house, so it's sitting right here. I'm at my mother's house now. So it's sitting over here.
A lot of people don't realize I work in advertising, and it's an ill avenue to incorporate your music into. I mean, like, even like having performances or contacting really the production houses, and just they also sponsor so many performances as well. It's such an ill avenue that I find that not enough of people, MCs on your caliber even get to do that. I mean, and it's big. They got their Oscar type of award shows all in Paris, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, definitely try to get into that too, you know what I mean? It's definitely an avenue that I think that a lot more MCs should know about because it's out there and it's really dope.
I'm
like,
to find a way.
Nominated for shit. Yeah. I mean, like, I could definitely hook you up with something. Definitely. I'm gonna send you something. You know what I mean? Like, and there's like these award shows that you have to enter into, like, and you can enter them yourself as yourself. You know what I mean? Like, nominate your music. This right here that you did, like, it was done in 2012. Like, it happened in 2012, right?
Yeah.
So there's award shows that are going on right now that are like the caliber of the advertising world. You know what I mean? And all of them, basically, all of them have like a music category. And sometimes you just nominate yourself, especially if it's something like from a production house on that caliber as well. You know what I mean? Nominate yourself again. You know what I'm saying? And you just never know. You'd be flooded like, oh, wow. You know, so I'll send you some stuff tomorrow, definitely. So I don't want to linger too long on that, but let's jump to Weight Won't Lose Itself. What was that about?
All right, well, that was basically kind of like, it took a life moment for Weight Won't Lose Itself to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was it, a year and a half ago? I basically, like, it was, I got my wisdom teeth removed, right? And then they had me on one painkiller, then that wasn't working. I transitioned to another one. Within the transition, basically I had like a slight reaction to it. So I was sleeping and I woke up and I was like, I could barely breathe. So, you know, my wife actually, you know, jetted me to the hospital and we went to the emergency room. Basically, we stayed overnight and like the next morning, you know, like we like the stress test that Cliff Huxtable had to do, like in the Cosby Show, when he was on the treadmill and he had all the things on him, and then basically the mind and the heart. So I did all that, and I'm thinking, it was like, you know, something wrong with my heart or whatever. I was fine. So after all the tests we did, nothing, you know, was negative or whatever. So I was good. But then the doctor came in and was like, all right, the only problem that you have is your cholesterol is, like, pretty bad. So I was like, all right. So then they tried to prescribe me Lipitor. Then then she took me to our other, you know, our primary doctor. And then the doctor was like, nah, before you do that, I just want you to exercise and slim down a little bit. At the time, I was 203 pounds. So I said, all right, 203 pounds and my cholesterol too. But then I just basically came up with a regimen. So first I started off on a slim fat diet. And I think I dropped the weight. So when I did that, I actually got myself off the slim fat. And then I just said, let me just follow the calories. Because, you know, doing the math, it always works. So in 3 months, I lost 38 pounds.
Wow.
I documented everything. Then I took photos of myself. So if you go to the site, weightwomanstuff.com, you see how fat I was, and then you see how skinny I got.
That's dope.
So then from there, I was like, you know what? Let me just create my own wellness program in hip hop, you know, in my culture. Because if you really think about it, it goes deeper than music. Because most black men don't go to the doctor when they don't feel good, and they don't take their own health, you know, seriously. So it's like, you know, like now, I was already going. I just didn't go as much, but like, you know, my wife really got me going. Like, if you don't feel well, go to the doctor. Don't wait. So, you know, so now it's like, okay, the health is definitely an issue. So I'm trying to lead by example. So, you know, don't self-medicate. Go find out. You're not a doctor. You didn't go to school for this. Go find out what's really good with you. So, my thing is, you know, start with the building blocks, start eating healthy. And most people always try to say, oh, it's expensive to eat healthy. I'm like, okay, that may be kind of true, but it's not. Because at the end of the day, you just need to eat bad. That pill regimen you're going to be on in your 40s and 50s is going to be more expensive.
Exactly.
So,
it's crazy.
You know, like, stop eating the processed food and go cook. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Or make a green smoothie. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, grow up. You know what I mean? So that's why I wanted to do the site, and then I incorporated with my music and just try to, like, just show everybody. So, like, when people see me, they're like, yo, you lost a lot of weight. I'm like, okay, I'm 36 years old, B. I plan to be here for a long time.
Exactly. And, yo, it's dope because I got, like a NutriBullet for Christmas, and, man, listen, I recommend everybody out there. Like, I'm even telling Bad Seed on Six Man Radio, like, yo, you need to just drink these smoothies. I'm killing these smoothies with the, because you don't even know you drinking something so healthy, and it's great.
Exactly.
You know, you get that flaxseed and all kinds of stuff that's really good for you, and it tastes great, and you feel much better. I haven't had coffee since like the mid-December. I'm like, I haven't had a cup of coffee since mid-December. I'm just like excited. It's very important. It's very important to who you are as a person, and spiritually even, you know, like, you gotta take care of yourself, and it starts there. So I won't linger too much long on that. We're gonna get back on to the music. So let me know what you're doing now. You know, you do so much, but let's tell the people currently what's going on. Let's just start there.
Okay. All right. It's a long list of what's going on right now. So
I know.
I'm about to release my new EP called By The Way, produced by ATG. I produced one joint on it, and that actually comes out on Tuesday, February 12th. So it'll be on iTunes. Like, you can pre-order on iTunes right now. I got the video out for it. It's the first single is called Conviction. It was shot there in New York. I shot it in Harlem. Then I shot it right under the George Washington Bridge. Good thing about the video, it got 22,000 views in the first day. So that was pretty fresh. I was on the front page of YouTube. I didn't even know.
That's hot.
I heard I was like under Taylor Swift or something like that. So that was pretty dope.
Yeah.
As of right now, I think I'm 80 views away from being at 45,000. And, you know, it's pretty still right now from, like, just like the highest video, highest amount of views I've gotten, especially on my own, like, you know, without, like, with my own imprint, my own look and label and everything. So it's kind of dope, you know, like my first video from my last year from, you know, from the Jamison, that video only got like, I think, 8,000 or 9,000 views. And the second video, Skyline, that got 19,000 views. And now the third video, Conviction, is like, okay, we're at 44,890.
Yeah.
On like
that's,
in a week.
That's hot.
So,
yeah,
you know, people are paying attention. You know, people are actually, the awareness is going up. And, you know, I definitely appreciate all the blogs, all the radio stations, everybody, you know, the fans, you know, and colleagues, you know, like other rappers that like see the video and retweet it. It's just building the awareness, you know. It's my time. It's my turn. So,
okay. And I definitely want to say, like, you know, Cognac.
That, you'll be shooting a video for that. You know, can't wait. I can't wait for y'all to see that.
I cannot wait to see that. Salute to Focus, which is definitely a friend to the show. He's dope producer, you know, and pull, and wow. All I have to say is the music is, like, relentlessly good. It's great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the videos, too, real quality. You know, it's not trash at all. And as you can see, like, your fan base is growing, you know. It's really like your lyricism is on point, and basically your grind is sick. It's really dope. I met you at City College over there at Sugar Tree's radio station. Shout out to DJ Oso Cool.
Okay.
I met you one day there. You came in there for an interview, and I happened to be there. I was always a fan, and I remember when you said you were going to be on the show. I was like, oh, awesome. I get to meet him. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, that was really dope. So I'm going to definitely get into some of your music. And before I let you go, you want to let them know what your Twitter is and, you know.
Hold on. I still got more projects with you over.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Hit it.
So we got February 12th. That's by the way. Then I'm working on, right now, you're going to kind of look at your phone kind of crazy. I'm doing a trap album called Molly Ringwald.
Right?
I'm going to tell you how that started off. It was just me venting on Twitter. I was like, you know, how y'all crucified Ja Rule for singing with Mary Blige, but then y'all going to let Future and Kelly Rowland ride with that record? So, you know, the record that's out right now, so I was laughing at that. And then I got on Twitter, I was like, yo, send me some trap beats. No lie, like about 2 hours later, I had like over 1,000 beats in my email because everybody was like, yo, I'm trying to get on that record. And what started off as a joke, songs actually came out dope. Like, so, like, basically, it's in the same vein of what you hear, like, with Ross, with Drake and him is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you turn on Hot 97 now, you hear that, it'll be Raw, Drake, me, Future, no other, it'll fit. But, like, it's like, wow, you actually went and did that, but it came out dope. It's not even a parody no more, it's just dope. So that'll be out soon. It's going to be free. I'm going to put it out on that fifth.
Right.
It sounds funny to me even saying that, but, you know what I'm saying, so I'm doing that. So that'll be out in the next month or so. Then following that, in the summertime, probably like around July, my second album off of the Golden Era Music, The Freshington, produced by Cudi Fresh, will be out. That record, wow, you just wait. You just wait. And I'm also releasing another album in March with Shugo, big producer out in Germany. So we're putting that out, and it's going to be it'll be available in North America, because they're gonna let me handle the North American sales, and then the label out in Germany is going to handle the European sales. And that's going to be the first time I have vinyl. So that's a gem in itself, because I've never had vinyl for none of my records. So that record, I'll have
so
a release
good.
Date for that record soon, because they're just doing, they're finishing up the artwork, and mastering should be done now. So all I'm waiting for them is to hit me with the release date, and then I'll have that news. I'll get ready for you. Then after that, June, I have the Golden Era compilation, and I've recently signed two artists. I got C Minor and Rome Clientele. So we're working on that compilation right now, and that's slated for June, a June release. I'll have some pretty dope features on that record. But like the highlight of that compilation is to really bring awareness to C-Minor and Rome Clientele. So,
okay.
So that's for that. And what else is going on? I got another record called The Dopamine that's being produced by Family Biz Entertainment. And that right there, that's going to be, because I have a theme with like my album covers right now. So like if you've seen the cover of The Jammington, The Freshington is going to have a white girl in the cover with black background, black headphones. Because like you see I had on The Jammington, it was the black girl with the white lipstick and the white headphones. So
right.
With the fresh tint, white girl, black lipstick, black headphones, and then when I do the dope tint, it's gonna be an Asian girl in full color. It's gonna look like an anime, you know, cartoon. It's gonna be like it's gonna look. Well, when
okay.
I drop that dope tint, that's when I is world domination. After that, it's like no one can touch me after that record, especially after the fresh tint. Like the Jammington was the warning shot.
Right.
I shot you with a high caliber weapon with the Jammington, but these other ones. I'm like, I'm North Korea. Y'all nervous. Yeah, like, I don't want to deal with North Korea today. Leave him alone, man. Like, don't bother that.
Please.
Don't bother that dude, Sean Dong. Cause all he,
no,
if,
no.
He, if he brings the Bronx back.
To North Korea.
It's like, if he brings the Bronx back, you know we're never going to get this thing back, right?
Well, that's dope. That's a lot of stuff, and I didn't even think he was going to go on like that. Damn.
There's
more? But wait, there's more.
There's another one. Me and my boy M-Dot out of Boston, Mass. And the production by my man SK, we got a joint called Primavera. And that's almost done. I'm just waiting for M-Dot to send me the vocals for the last couple of records. And then we wrap that up. I'll have a date on that soon. So more than likely, that'll be out in the summertime as well. And then I'll let you know what's up for 2014. I already got things in motion.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to bring you back on the show a little later in the year so you can update me because you just dropped me right through the fall, I guess, right to fall.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to bring you back.
Yeah. And then, of course, I'm putting out, you know, the solo records of Rome Clientele and C-Minor this year also. So, yeah, a lot of music from Golden Era. You're going to be like, yo, the label just came out and you got a stupid cat out.
And that's GoldenEraMusic.com.
Yeah, GoldenEraMusicInc.com.
GoldenEraMusicInc.com.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
All right. So, and what else? What's your Twitter before I even, going to get
Twitter
into
is,
your
know,
music.
Twitter is, you know, Ashondon. Mm-hmm. Twitter is Ashondon, C-H-A-U-N-D-O-N. Facebook, you know, I hate Facebook, but, you know, it's there. So Facebook/Ashondon. You know, my space is back, so it's, Ashondon.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really dope too. So it's,
get out of here.
Yeah. They're gonna do the relaunch. The official relaunch should be coming up soon. But it's like it's new myspace.com/SeanDonDEM.
Mm-hmm.
But the underscore DEM. I gotta double check because I haven't been on my MySpace page in about 2 weeks. Cause I actually put it back together like a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And you know, so it's really dope. Like. The way the page, the interaction on that joint is real easy. It's way fresh.
So, I'm going in there.
Yeah. So see what else? I think that's it. But like, I'm really on Twitter a lot. So yo, hit me at Sean Don. Follow the label. You know, Golden Era Music Inc. And, you know, I also do production as well. You can check out my beats on SoundCloud.com/. What's my joint? Gemstones. So it's SoundCloud/Gemstones. That's GEMSTONES. So Gemstones. You can check out all my beats right there. If, you know, anybody they want to buy some, the information is on there. You know, who to contact and get it done.
All right. That's dope. So, yeah, y'all. Check out Sean Dorn and everything that he's got going on. I can't even begin to name him because we'll be here a long time, right? And we're just about to get into some of your music now. So salute you, Sean Dorn. It's Bodega Fresh with your girl, Nadine Jell. Yeah.
Appreciate y'all.
What up, world? This is Sean Dunn, man. The Punchline Perfection is Bronx Borough President. And you're chilling with the Bodega Fresh.
to get the gab.
MC, it's automatic when the mic is in my whole section. Go check it, check it, check it, check it. It's automatic when the mic is in my whole section.
I suggest to get the gab.
Nigga, the flawless spitter to ever be recorded. I'm being honest with you, regardless, killer. Nobody on the call is iller. It's like an average LP, you receive all fillers. Grew up with a bunch of drug dealers. That's why I understand the mechanics of doing it to the fullest. It's all about delivering the purest. And I've been doing this since I perfected spitting lyrics in the sewers. Product of the street, directly I was influenced. Seeking power like crack, leaving your city in ruins. My main objective is to conquer. Slow to every nerd, that's my word. Something carcass in the lockers. No, it's not a threat, but it's a promise. Cause y'all let the game get gayer than Adrian Adonis. The problem is y'all spitting garbage. Time to set the ball, let the whole world know who Sean John is.
I'm supposed to get the gab.
MC, it's automatic when the mic is in my whole section. Go check it, get it. It's automatic when the mic is in my whole section.
I'm supposed to get the gab.
Go second guess, the wrong nigga to be tested. It's automatic, it's automatic when the mic.
My jewelry, I know all the rhymes and lyrics of fury. Residing loud enough, the spirits can hear me. Craig G, Sean Dawn, equivalent to four alarm. Forever on the lookout for sticks, there's always more to charm. Make sure the recorder's on, spin it in one take. Laughing at the other side of this game, some fake. Down to the handshakes and hugs, fake thugs. Chicks with too much makeup and fake jugs is bug. I'm backstage at the venue, straight laughing at cats. Trying to tell me about the masculine rap. Dutch is how I ash in the back. Make love to a passionate track. Rhymes and whips for the slash in your back. It's like you're asking for that. You don't really want to bet on confrontation. I ain't with the showroom shuffle. I'll be in your kitchen waiting. Introduce you to Satan. Switch off a suit blatant. You'll be missing for a few until they do some excavating, motherfucker.
I'm possessed to get the gab.
MC, it's automatic when the mic is in my whole section. Go second guess. It's automatic when the mic is in my whole section.
I'm possessed to get the gab.
Go second guess. The wrong nigga to be testing.
From the Xavier Institute, a school of hard knocks, where I took my classes, where I got my master of ceremony tactics. My boy Rikers, he just taught me to make only classics. You may know me as this educator and a vocalist. Who the hell you know, the team player and a soloist? And dress to impress, but I'm fly when I'm playing. Too thorough, if I quit, you wouldn't hire me again. So fire him if he lame. I'm comfortable, what's mine? Work around the clock so I can keep up with the time. Since LMA complimentary. I flip the dub from a dime. While they get the pink slip, I get the dub for you now.
Yeah, can't speak for these other guys, but you can check my resume, man, I'm qualified. Yeah, why would I lie, bro? No problem, get aggressive.
This man,
can't speak for these other guys, but you can check my resume, man, I'm certified. Yeah, you can put them high up, nobody can trust
this. This man,
I'm the man for the job, while these slackers do jobs for the man. Knowing that it blows, sometimes it's involved in their hands. They got really hoes, don't you want a person with integrity? Setting goals, tailing for success, you can measure me on my accolades and my skill in the field of crime. You just so bright, man, for real, have you feeling blind? Plotting dark, topping while I deal, and I'm killing time. Skills getting better, but they still ain't as ill as mine. Don't take my word, it's some references to check up with. You could call the guards, you wait, you with who they represent. Holla at Audi, make the beat that I meddle with. A tone and pack FM because my fam is still extended. Trick, call my peace, market tea if you want that better shit. Me and my breath of rent, stick together like a parasite. Call cool, hurting, busy beat. I ain't arrogant, but here's a quick reminder just in case it still ain't evident. Yo,
can't speak for these other guys, but you can check my resume, man, I'm qualified. Yeah, why would I lie, bro? No problem, get aggressive. Can't speak for these other guys, but you can check my resume, man, I'm certified. Yup, you can put them high up, nobody gets questions.
This man behind me,
check my reference.
Check, 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 check my reference. Check, 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 check my reference.
What's up, man? This is Puma from VH1's Black Ink Crew, and you're listening to Bodega Fresh with Nadine. Check her out.
Yeah, y'all. It's your girl, Nadine Michelle. Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio every first and third Sunday of the month. Yeah, I hope you guys really enjoyed my interview with Sean Dawn from the Boogie Down Bronx, baby. He's repping hardcore for that hip-hop, that boom-bap. He's really taking it back to the authentic, the authentic. You know what? Sunday night, and I'm getting right, you know what I mean? So I'm a little blurry with my words, but regardless, my guest tonight was Sean Dawn. He definitely blessed me with that exclusive interview and all the great, dope things that he has coming up. I played all kinds of songs that he's featured in with some dope MCs like Esso. That song, Say No Go, that had samples from Hall & Oates, that's crazy. I featured Esso, that was by Kick Drum, you know, Cognac with Pooh, with production by Focus, just really dope shit. And then I played Possession, which is also featuring Craig G. I think that was from Ramblings of an Old Man, which is Craig G's latest effort out. We featured him on Six Man Radio. So, you know, the programming of Six Man Radio is just that. We're going to bring you dope artists. Artists that we love on Bodega Fresh is definitely independent artists. On Six Man Radio, it's definitely the people that we grew up with, and plus the people we're digging now that's also still creating music. So every Saturday, Six Man Radio, 7:30 to 9:30 with myself and the Bad Seed. And then you got me every first and third Sundays with Bodega Fresh, bringing you that independent hip-hop love and also R&B and independent film. I mean, I'm going to feature all of that, so definitely tune in because I got great guests coming up, you know. So let me see. Sean Dawn said so much. I mean, the brother, you know, the weight won't lose itself. It's definitely like a cleansing type thing for your body, and you guys should check that out, theweightwon'tloseitself.com. It has recipes and different things that you can do to live a really strong, healthy life, you know what I mean?
Not to mention, he also makes music, y'all. So check out his music at goldeneramusic.com. You can see what's going on with him. You can see what he's going to be doing, tours he's going to have. He's going to be shooting a video for that song, Cognac, that I played. Look out for that. That's going to be really dope. What else is going on with him? He's got the Freshington. That's going to be coming out. That's after Jamington. So you already know his style is going to be super fresh. And not only that, he took me all throughout the fall with all these things that he's got going on. So salute to you, Sean Dawn, and thank you so much for coming on to the show. The next time I'm going to appear on Bodega Fresh is going to be the first Sunday of March. Can you believe it? That's it for me in February in the Black History Month. You know how short it gets, you know. I'm about to probably shut it down. I'm going to return to some classics like I always do. And, you know, after that, I'm going to check out the All-Star Game because, you know, I think they said Alicia Keys going to be performing. That's going to be dope. I'm going to try to catch that. You know what I mean? She always puts on a dope performance. So I'm going to check that out. And check me out this Saturday coming up. We're going to have some crazy guests on. So don't forget about that. Every Saturday, Six Man Radio. Every first and third Sundays, Bodega Fresh. Let me see what I'm going to do for y'all. I think I'm going to do a little return to the classics. So thank y'all for tuning in. And check me out first Sunday of the month. And that'll be in March. Yeah. And also every Saturday, of course. All right, here we go.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classics. Perhaps the most famous classic in all the world of music.
World of music. World of music.
Cindy, Mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can't, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I mean, Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very, fluent Spanish. Todo está bien, chévere.
Chévere. Bien
chévere. Is that right, Mama?
Yes,
I got my shaking room with the
thing. Everybody's got a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama, 'cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out.
good out there, Psycho Less. And right now you're listening to Bodega Fresh with my homegirl Nadine. Let's do it.
Appreciate what's about to happen.
Yeah.